Stretch high.
Morning, stretch high. How are you?
Good.
Beautiful day.
Yeah, good day.
Yeah.
Thanks, sir.
You've got some.
Well, I got 5 days on Hawaii.
I'm sick of
fine.
Yeah, I know you were gone. Because you were trying to reach you. They said you were in Hawaii. Well, I had the real estate thing.
Yeah,
they were having a convention over there. Just happened that it is time to be in New York. And I had an offer about a place in Mauna Kea. And that place came out.
Yeah,
it's a rock color. It's a spot.
Oh, yeah, I got one bigger.
Yeah.
Am I? Is that where you stayed?
Yeah.
That's great.
I never stayed there. I once spoke there for Canada in 1966. I remember you visiting that so many years ago.
I've been all over Hawaii.
Yeah, it was a lovely place to go.
You know, the great thing about that spot is that it's desert-like.
You can depend on the weather.
Yeah.
Also, if you know where I'm hoping to have, if you've got to look at the volcano, is there
anything? I have seen it.
You see it, but
yeah.
Did you go in the water?
Not much swim.
The Nar loves to swim. The Nar is salt water.
I like to golf.
And that's a great
place. Oh,
I'll have some coffee and have a Coca-Cola.
Yeah, that's fine.
As far as I can tell, what you're That's my only honest insight, on the plus side, I was recognized. We must have done something right in housing, because we had a hell of a year. It was the gas, already, but it was the afterburner for the economic takeoff, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
Would you agree?
Yeah.
That's right, I was too.
That's right, I was not in ours.
Because December the 7th, when we sat here with the building, it's yours, people, about 2 years ago, and they're all sitting, they were good soldiers. How's our experience, they were, how do they feel now?
Well, of course, they're top of the world. I mean, they went on and worked hard at Easter, they were on the way down, and we brought them up, but then, well, down, and then, you know, yes, it seemed like, you know, you just done a fabulous job there. And the message, the letter, which I will want to write, John, get a little substance that I can say, I'll put in the end, and use some substance, because I want to cover what George has done in the housing thing. Now, the housing, let's get a little bit also about this reorganization, because if we move in that direction, I want it to be as a result of his having started in that direction. But you know, we're changing all the way domestic people. And nothing, I was some old branch, you know, that supported the IRA and the Senate, the House, and even when I lost in 1962, there wrote to me, Congressor Ingalls Lodge, and I said, a land's life is never built on election. It's built over a period of many, many years. And I said, what you did so many years ago, whoever it was, some guy, some banker, or some school teacher, or the rest, that supported me when the days were tough, to help the building. Mm-hmm. And that's what this is. What you followed, what you've done here, that you, and I know how what a heck of a hard time you've had, because you've fought the field, the bureaucracy, you've fought the Congress, you've fought the industry.
Right.
It's just hard to get everybody to, when I say fought them, it's hard to get anything to do anything, but it's turning on new. When you say it's going to take 4 years, you're right. It'll take 4 years to get this
turned around.
This is a concept.
That's right.
Because they're so used to being at the public tent.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
That's my point.
And the states are going to need that time. And one reason the states have, some of the reasons why the states have to be brought into this is these. Number one, providing housing in the central cities is more of a social problem than it is a physical problem.
Correct.
And the states have the responsibility for the administration's social problem that they've got to relate it to. And the other is that the problems of these cities can't be worked out without developing a better local governmental structure to deal with these problems. And only the states can do that. You can't have this balkanization of local government, I mentioned earlier, and deal with adequately the problem of cities. And the states need the responsibility so that they'll come to grips with that problem. And then I can understand it.
I agree. Feel strong in that is Rockefeller, because he's had this terrible battle against him.
That's right.
He says the states can't have to take over everything now. They're running the railroads, they're around the city, and everything.
Well, I think the federal government ought to stop bypassing the states and get deal with the states and insist on the states. But I've discussed with you previously my concern about this view that we are too dependent upon. We've got one by a crisis.
Oh, yeah. And also reform, basically, from within.
That's correct.
You think it has to be from without as well as within.
That's correct. Now, since I made my statements following our last conference, I've had these developments. Jim Roach and Andy Heisel and Vernon Jordan, three vice chairmen of the Urban Coalition, come to me and ask me if I want to head up the Urban Coalition. Well,
I think it's great that George, what they're trying to do to you is to get you to take something that is really flat on its back. And you read your article?
Yes, but I think he's got an interesting idea. Kinsey, who now head up this in different fields of activity.
Yeah, but anyway.
So,
I've said to both of these groups, my real concern is in strengthening the private and undertaking to overcome this deficiency that I see in the political process. You know, we're too dependent upon a crisis to get fundamental reform. And would you two be willing to take a look at merger and a possible broadening of the activity to embrace this other area of my concern? Now, I've said to them, this will give both organizations new life. They obviously want me
to so
I got a new name.
Okay.
So I'm talking to call it Citizens Coalition.
Citizens Coalition for voluntary and community action, CCDCA.
Why don't you call it, why don't you just try to voluntary?
Citizens Coalition for community action, so you have a better sign, CCC. Citizens Coalition for Community Action, CCCA.
Yeah.
You get a five.
Yeah.
And then your volunteers are in. Citizens Coalition has a connotation of voluntary.
That's right.
Citizens Coalition for Community Action, you can put all those celebration commercials and say, voluntary, Citizens Coalition.
That's right, action.
That's right, Urban Coalition for CCC. Well, anyway, you got experts in this thing. But George, what I think you need, your think tank idea would throw away.
No.
Because otherwise you're going to leave that area, frankly, to the John Carpenters and others who are using it for political purposes for bigger government and on the left.
That's right.
You would use it for, frankly, you believe that we should get away from the bigger government.
That's exactly what the people's concern.
That's exactly what
Gardner believed
in. I know that.
I know that.
Gardner's answer to every problem is spend more money.
That's all. I took him on to the National Governors Conference.
Now, if we could have an Andrew Winberg there, I say we and the administration, whoever's here, 4 years, 8 years from now, could have an Andrew Winberg, this would be a very important point. One call that I think I would add to your deal is Rockefeller.
Yeah.
Now, Rockefeller had a long talk with me at Camp Davis. Whether it was business or the board. CEO is a think tank and a communication tank where people create a greater understanding on the part of people of what issues need attention and how they can be dealt with effectively. But then if you move beyond that into direct effort to bring about the result, then you lose tax exemption.
We were smart to bring on blacks.
You got two. Could be.
How would that be?
I think he's a very influential, and he's worked like hell for you with the campaign.
I'll just say that.
Why do you care? John, you know, in order to get, we're trying to sort of move around so they get a new look and don't become, doesn't deserve bureaucracy. I love Jackson. I think he's a real goer. But the point is, being quite candid, it's hard to find a black this time.
Yeah, yeah.
As an administrator.
Well, Sam's problem is that he works too hard for the blacks.
Yeah.
He's not quite able to be objective. And he's always in there working for the blacks, but he's a doggone good man to have teamed up with somebody who's got some balance. Because he has rapport with the blacks, and
yeah,
they have rapport with him.
He's going around it.
That's right, yeah. That's right. And he won't stay with it unless he has something at least as equivalent to what he's doing now.
Yeah, he's probably with another secretary right now.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, he's a general assistant secretary, and he's been involved in all our policy decisions over there. And I'll tell you, he's been a great help because really, white men just don't have insight into some of these problems the minorities have. And it's been a great help to be confronted by Jackson with the considerations that they're familiar with.
You don't think he could be the undersecretary?
Well, he could, depending on how you structure it. If I were going to structure the department I have today, if I was telling John, I'm just in the process of getting structured the way it ought to be. Because we've decentralized, we've organized on a functional basis, we've decentralized. But now, what we need to do is to reduce our assistant secretaries to a staff function.
Yeah.
And we need to centralize the line function in the secretary's office. Now, if Jackson was the undersecretary working with the staff to pull together the policy recommendations of the secretary, and you had another undersecretary who was the line undersecretary, then it would work. Because then you can give him under Secretary of State's. But I wouldn't put him in a position where he doesn't have a line of responsibility. But as I was explaining to you, John, I think that's needed in our department, or the new department, if there are any new one intervening, and I think you ought to take a look at it in connection with the structure of the whole domestic area.
Well, you have to talk with George about this, certainly, because I like for George's evaluation of some of the blacks. We got the right. I told you, John. That's where it's hard to find Bob Brown's lady, for example. White House, we've got this couple Scottish on it. That's just, you know, it's all symbolism. But then you've got Sam Pierce over at Treasury. That's good. He's a dark good man. One thing I thought we'd do also is as soon as we know who the Secretary's successor is going to be, he and I would sit down with the new fellow. And he'll talk through some of these ideas and so that he gets a real sense of the how you see it and how we see it over here in terms of the future.
It's an army organization thing, which you're working on,
which I think you should not discuss course of middle of next week, as I understand it, for we'd like to get the thing wrapped up, see.